Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
It's Real Answers, our family life feature where we tackle the tough topics facing today's Christians and today's Christian families. Licensed mental health counselor Christopher Anderson is our guest. I'm Greg Gillespie. Those who work for others want their bosses and managers to appreciate them, but do we appreciate our jobs and the people we work for? Today, we're going to follow up on your most recent conversation on Real Answers, the importance of employers showing appreciation to their employees. This time around, we want to flip to the other side of that coin. How can employees reflect a godly approach to their jobs and the benefits that come by doing exactly that?
Well, Greg, I can share with you something here that illustrates how workplace dynamics has changed really in this post-pandemic era that we're living in now. I live in a very rural area of Western New York State, and I'm astonished at the housing market and how hot it is, to use layman's terms. And a real estate agent friend told me that she believes this is backed up with evidence that the pandemic has shown many people that they can work from home. We're seeing an exodus from urban areas to rural areas where the quality of life is higher. The fact that many continue to work from home, if they're allowed, adds another dimension of the need for a high level of trust and responsibility to be exercised by employees working for an employer from their own home.
So if you're working from home, how can employees stay on their A game?
Working from home does require a higher level of self-discipline. And you are clocking in a half hour late or early, or you're taking more breaks to do the things you want to do around your home, realize you're being dishonest, it's not honoring to God, and you're actually stealing from your employers.
What are some tips that can help a work-from-home employee maintain a strong work ethic?
Well, Greg, I would recommend, this might sound unusual, but dressing as if you were going to go to the office, and then arrive in your work-at-home space or your home office every day on time. If you were expected to utilize daycare while you're working from the office, then continue to do so while you're working at home. Don't assume you can multitask just because you're in your own house, because you can't. You need to focus on your job. If your employer does offer additional flexibility, great. That's awesome, but don't abuse it.
What about, as we talked last time, about how you really want to have affirmation coming from your employer, but that isn't something that people need to focus on only coming one direction. What can an employee do to encourage a great personal attitude within themselves?
Well, Greg, this is perhaps one of the best ways you can show appreciation towards your employer. Again, you know, we're living in a complainer society. It's rampant in every area of life, it seems like. But having a very good attitude doesn't mean that you're going to be a doormat, but doing things such as avoiding spreading and listening to gossip on the job, and that includes texting and emails, that's huge at helping you to shut that down and to show an employer that you're serious about the job and that you're trying to maintain a strong focus on your work. Bottom line, you want to be a very valuable and integral part of that company.
You mentioned the technology. We've talked about the COVID changes here. Is there a generational difference? Are there things that are important for younger folks who are working in a new world and starting their careers? Do these tips help them in special ways?
You know, it's so important for young people to realize that they can really make themselves golden to employers in this age that we're in, if they embrace the wisdom of previous generations, especially when it comes to work ethic and attitude. You know, sadly, this is a quickly fading practice, but if young people who are just entering the workforce decide to implement the tips we've talked about today, but also learn from their parents, but especially their grandparents' generation, then young people will be putting themselves ahead of the pack that, you know, that increasingly wants a greater amount of money for less work. And that's the trend we're seeing these days. You know, by putting this into practice as a young person, deciding to set themselves ahead of the pack by using strong work ethic wisdom, learning from those who've gone on before, young folks that decide to do that will be positioning themselves to really land some excellent opportunities.
Chris, I really appreciate the idea of sharing information between grandparents and grandchildren. I think that is helpful. Christian counselor Christopher Anderson is our guest. Real Answers is our family life feature, which tackles the tough topics facing today's families. I'm Greg Gillespie, Family Life News.